Carol Hilsen for Marco Werman, and you're with The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The Keystone XL pipeline has been one of the most hotly debated infrastructure projects of the last few decades in the U.S. Now, it's dead. President Obama made the call this morning, just hours after getting the recommendation to reject the project from Secretary of State John Kerry. The pipeline would have carried an especially dirty kind of oil from the tar sands of Western Canada to refineries here in the U.S. The president rejected arguments by supporters that it would help the country's economy and energy security. He also rejected arguments by opponents that it would be an express lane to climate disaster. But he did say that Keystone was not in the country's national interest as the world tries to fight climate change.
America is now a global leader when it comes to taking serious action to fight climate change. And frankly, approving this project would have undercut that global leadership. And that's the biggest risk we face. Not acting.
Now, that question of knowing about the risks of climate change and not acting is at the heart of another significant development this week. It's the news that the New York State Attorney General is investigating ExxonMobil for possibly misleading the public and its shareholders for years about the risks of climate change. The move comes after investigations of the company's involvement in climate change research going back to the 1970s. Lisa Song is a reporter with Inside Climate News, which published a series on Exxon and climate change earlier this year.
What we discovered was that Exxon, back starting in 1977, was very much aware of climate change science, and that scientists at Exxon had briefed the company's top executives about climate change and that fossil fuel combustion was driving the rise of CO2 in the atmosphere. So they both accepted the science and were actually doing their own rigorous climate research at the same time.
The other wrinkle in this, of course, is that at the same time Exxon was doing its own research demonstrating that climate change was real and that fossil fuels were a big part of the problem, they were also funding research and organizations that essentially were denying climate change or at least playing down the risks. Is that part of what you're trying to expose?
Yes, and that part of Exxon's history is very well known. Since about 1989 or so, the company spent millions of dollars funding think tanks and lobbyists and other efforts to create doubt about the science of climate change and to create doubt about the scientific consensus surrounding that science. But what wasn't known widely was that the company had a role in doing really good climate research before it started that campaign of doubt.
Now, Exxon has said that there were inaccuracies and distortion in your reporting and that of the Los Angeles Times, which also looked into this. Have they asked for any corrections to your reports?
No. What Exxon seems to be doing now is they're denying that they were ever denying climate science or that they were ever skeptical of the consensus around climate science, which is strange because that is the part of the story that is the most well known.
Now, on the heels of your investigation comes the news that the New York Attorney General is investigating ExxonMobil for possible violations. What are they exactly looking into?
What they're focused on is looking at the company's disclosures to shareholders and to the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. And they're looking at whether the company disclosed the risk that climate change would pose to its business and to shareholders.
So they're suggesting that Exxon wasn't honest with its own shareholders that climate change could affect the value of the company and things like that?
I think one of the things they'll be looking at is whether Exxon disclosed those risks in a timely fashion. We know from our reporting that 2009 was the first time that Exxon filed an in-depth discussion of climate change and the possible risks it might pose in its SEC filings. But from our reporting, we also know that as far back as the 1980s, the company recognized the risks that climate change might pose to some of its business.
Now, Exxon has acknowledged that they've received the subpoena from New York's Attorney General, but they refrained from commenting on it. They do deny that they've misled the public or their shareholders. Let's listen to their Vice President for Public and Governmental Affairs, Ken Cohen, yesterday in a phone call with reporters.
Beginning in the last decade, we've informed shareholders and investors on our perception of the business risks associated with climate change through regulatory filings, our annual corporate citizenship report, and in other reports to shareholders.
Lisa Song, do Exxon's claims of transparency on climate research and the risks match what you found in your reporting?
What we found was that the company was doing peer-reviewed climate science starting from the 1970s. But at the same time, starting in around 1989, their executives were making statements that contradict what their own scientists were writing about and researching. Whether or not that is considered illegal or leads to any action is up to the AG's office.
Lisa Song is with Inside Climate News. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.